In a book based on Tony Schuetze's reminiscences, there's a fine description of the inland freighting life led by the Schuetze brothers, Lothar and Rod. These years, while the First World War was raging across the ocean, found the brothers working in one of the few jobs available to German immigrants. Their experiences at this time would prepare them for their later life in northern Manitoba and took them far from their home with its servants and maids. As Tony relates, the Hudson's Bay Company operated a number of trading posts on the shores of Lake Winnipeg and many more on the rivers that fed into the lake. Trade goods were shipped to the lake shore posts by boats that plied the lake during the summer months. These main posts accepted their own goods as well as supplies for a number of inland posts located closest to them. The goods were then transported by large freight canoes operated by individuals such as Rod and Lothar to the inland posts. This was work for the experienced and the stout of heart and body. A good understanding of the river and lake system to be traveled was essential, and knowledge of canoes and other boats was invaluable. There were many unnavigable areas of the waterways the Schuetze brothers traveled, where portaging became necessary. The Hudson's Bay Company employed many men as inland freighters. Native Canadians were naturals in this function, as they were canoeing rivers they had traveled all their lives, and they were well accustomed to life in the bush. However, some of the finer points of delivering the trade goods in saleable condition were a stumbling block with the native freighters. One problem arose in the transporting of salt pork, a summer meat staple included in each shipment to each post. Sides of salt pork were wrapped in burlap to protect the meat. These packages were to be carried on the shoulder or back of the freighter when portaging to keep the meat clean and away from contaminants. If one was not cautious about how the side of meat was carried, it would soon rub the carrier's skin, producing a raw spot on the shoulder or back of the bearer. An open wound, a warm day, and a burden of salt meat quickly gave rise to a painful problem. The native freighters found a way around this situation. They tied a rope to one leg of the side of meat and dragged it over one portage after another until they reached their destination. The traders at the inland posts were most unhappy about the condition of their shipments of salt pork. The sides were dirty, showing evidence of mud, leaves, and other debris collected in the bush. Similarly, fabrics of the time were a much-needed trade item. Traders ordered bright cottons, most of which were not color-fast, and the bolts, at best, were covered in paper wrappings. Native freighters did not understand the importance of keeping the fabrics dry and covered during the trip. Many arrived sodden. Once white, they were now discolored. Once bright, now faded, or with the colors having run into one another. Early traders sold many mottled fabrics that in more modern times may have been described as batiked or otherwise original art, but in the era of 1914, these were undesirable and in some cases unsaleable. Rod and Lothar found ways to avoid these and other problems, and soon the Hudson's Bay Company was providing them with much of their summer's work. The Schuetze brothers began their freighting business with one large freight canoe, then added a second, and later fitted both with outboard motors to speed the freighting where conditions permitted. The Schuetze brothers were the first to use outboard motors on the Barron's River. Never one to be idle, any free time he had in the summer, Rod spent exploring Lake Winnipeg, becoming familiar with its bays and beaches, the rivers that fed into it, as well as the moods of the lake and the influences of the weather. I'm Judith Hudson Beattie in Winnipeg. Goodbye, till next time.